Okay, page to Zion. Yeah, so we're up to maybe I don't know if we maybe we didn't finish the right column. Maybe we'll finish that. Yeah, so no, but the last thing we saw was that despite the fact that again Rav Abba is writing the Torah of Rav Shimon, and he's writing it in a way that it's still hidden for those that that are not prepared to receive it. But it is open and available for those that are prepared. So when the time comes for an individual or a generation to be ready, it's munachas bekeren zavis. It's sitting and waiting. So that's what we're up to. So he says, the last third of the right side. V'chein b'tikun samach tes. In Tikkun Ezara, so to in Tikkun Samach Tes, so it says a similar idea. The Asid Kulei Hai L'Hizchad Shai Dei Demoisha Nevi'a B'Dar Basra. That in the last generation, all of Torah will become renewed, again, through seeing it from a new lens, from Sisra Torah being revealed, to Moshe Rabbeinu in the last generation. Again, not Moshe Rabbeinu as a Navi coming back and things like that, obviously, but through the spark of Moshe. U'maymer Parshas Ve'yera, similar thing, that as you get closer to Mashiach, even youngsters, young people in the world, they'll find hidden secrets of Torah, the Chachmasa, hidden secrets of Torah, of wisdom. So that's a statement to also young people. By the way, just it's always so good to know that, you know, when the Zohar says, when Chazal say Zakin, what's Zakin is an old person, but Chazal don't mean, Zakin doesn't mean old, Zakin is Eshel Kan Chachma. You, old age and youth, it doesn't necessarily mean what it says on the birth certificate, right? It means chachma. So when the Zohar says that young people, at the end of time, will be able to find secrets of Torah, it doesn't just mean okay. Well, once you hit a certain, if it's middle age, okay, out of the category. As long as you're an amaretz and you're young, in terms of knowledge of Torah, then you could be part of this category. So there's still hope for us yet. So when Rav Shimon saw this, so when Rav Shimon sees that in the future there needs to be access, an access point to secrets of Torah for when the world and the person is ready, so he tells Rav Abba to write the Sefer HaZayar b'derech ne'elam, in this hidden way, that it should be kept as a safeguard, ador basra, until the last generation, Karvel Yom Malka Mashiach, until it's close to Mashiach, Kadesha B'schos, says Askam Boy, through the merit of being Isaac, and that Tismach HaGula B'Yameinu Bez Hashem, so it'll be, the Gula will come. Kanal Parshas Vayechi, like we had referenced earlier, what it says in Parshas Vayechi in the Zohar, Adok Siv Kach Tzin Senes Achas, V'ten Shom, like just like Moshe was told to take a piece of mon and save it as a Mishmeres, as a safeguard, that's Niusa. So that was the mashal the Zohar said. So too for Pnimius HaTorah. And it's interesting that mon that was safeguarded by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was never eaten, and it wasn't like used like there was a chas v'sham like a famine or something, and they gave out the mon. It wasn't like that. But there was a time of where the mon was used. Since Sefer Yirmiyah, the Gemara Chazal talked about this, that there was a certain tekufa where the Jewish people were falling. They're having a hard time with their emuna. They have a hard time believing that you have neviim. But they also had fake Nevi'im, and there was Kishuv, so everything has a balance. Anyway, so there was a problem of Amunah, and people were falling, putting too much of their head into Parnasa. So Hashem told Yirmiyahu Navi to Mechazik everyone, go to the Kadesh HaKatron, take out the jar of Man, and show everyone the Man, just remind them. That, remember, there was such a thing that in the Midbar, Hashem took care of everything. And he's still taking care of everything, just maybe not in a revealed way. So that was what the mon functioned for, as a reminder of what of just to get people's, to get their heads back on straight. So it could be that's also part of the mashal, Even if a person doesn't know what the Zohar is in Pnimius HaTorah, but it could just be used as a reminder that there's secrets out there. You know what I mean? And even if you don't know what the secrets are, but at least knowing that they exist could sort of bring a person back to sanity, just like the mun was there. Just like that jar of mun was used, not to feed people, but at least to remind people of the concept of mun, to then, bring them back to healthy living. And so that's maybe that's another way how to think of the Zohar nowadays also, is even before a person's ready for it. But the very idea that these things, that we're aware of it, is significant, you know? That's the famous thing from the Chafetz Chaim, right? That he used to say that what develops in science and technology has to be seen as like a mashal or a lesson in Avodas Hashem. So we know nowadays that there's a lot more, like, we, you know, if you imagine yourself put on a desert island, I mean, you know, you're not, you know, there's so many things in technology that we use. We have no idea how it works. We have almost no idea. And but we're aware that obviously there's stuff going on. You know, you have a phone and there's not, you know, you're not, you go to desert island, you're not going to make a coconut phone. You know, it doesn't work like that. But at least we know that there's mysteries out there. So that's what Pnimiyus Sotar can, in the very least, that's what it can do also. Even if you don't know what it is, but at least you know of the idea, and that already is stabilizing. Okay, vihine. In dar v'dar, every generation, says Ruchai Vital, there's no generation shlo yinimsa b'ayinashim yichidei skula, shashar salim rucha kaidish. It's a big klal to know. Every generation has its yichidei skula that have Ruach HaKadosh. Again, you have to, Ruach HaKadosh doesn't mean predicting the future. It doesn't mean Ruach HaKadosh, again, it really means yeah, that's connected to the Nekuda Pnimis of Yiddishkeit and Elikos and the Shechina. That's what Ruach HaKadosh, that's the significance of Ruach HaKadosh. And every generation has Yidden like that. The Gemara says that every generation there's a Yid that's like Avram, a Yid that's Yitzchak, a Yid that's Yaakov, there's a Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, Chazal say such a thing. So every generation has that. Vahaya Eliozal Nigla Lahem, Umlanda Sisir Chachmazais, and every generation has people that, and again, Rechaim Vital is talking about generations that preceded him, that El Yonavi revealed himself to these Sadiqim and taught them secrets of Torah, which is a sugya by itself. How does El Yonavi reveal himself? Not always is it, you know, like the stories of, you know, Agabe barging into the office and seeing, you know, the Tzaddik is sitting with a Chavrusa, even though he was standing by the door the whole time and no one came. You know, it doesn't have to be in that dramatic way. Sometimes it's in a subconscious way. Sometimes the person himself doesn't know where the ideas are coming from. There's such a thing as Gilui Yo like that. A high level of Gilui Yo is when it's tangible. But that's already a high level. But that Elio reveals himself to these tzaddikim. We find like that. Gambal Sefer Harikanti. Because of Parshas Nasa, Parshas Birchas Kahanim. So the Rikanti is one of the classic Kabbal Sfarim from the times of the Rishonim. So it's pre-Arizal, so it's a different system. But he writes the following things, El Shani. Apir Sharishan, the first pshat that he was talking about over there, Hudasa Chassid Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Harav Zal, was the opinion of Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Harav. Shalishlishi Lel Yozal. Who is this Rabbeinu Yitzchak that says the Rikanti that I quoted a pshat from? This Rabbeinu Yitzchak was third generation to Elio. I mean, third generation. His grandfather is Elio Navi. No, it means that he received from his Rebbe, and his Rebbe received from his Rebbe, and that Rebbe received from Elio Navi. Again, we're not talking about just three times of Rishonim. So, Ki Nigla L'Rab Avram Av Bezin Zal, that's the Ravid. So he says Mefurish that the Ravid, who is this Rabbeinu Yitzchak that he quoted before, is the Talmud of a Talmud of the Ravid, and the Ravid received from Elio Anavi. Vehu Masr LeRavid Benoi. There's a number of Ravids, right? So there's the Ravid. The most famous Ravid is the Ravid in the Rambam, the one that disagrees with the Rambam. But there was other Ravids. So this Ravid that he's referring to, that was received from Eliyahu, he taught his son, who is also known as the Ravid. Ravid could be Rav Av Bezdin, which is a title, so that can be whatever your name is. If you're an Av Bezdin, you're a Ravid, right? Or it could be Rav Avram ben David. So, for example, the Ravid on the Rambam, that's Rav Avram ben David. But there's another Ravid, let's say, there's a Ravid that wrote a Sefer HaKabbalah, which is not Kabbalah, but like a history. So that was, his name was some, I don't remember exact name, but he was called Ravid because he was the Rav of Bezdin. So there's different things. But anyway, so that's what the Rikanti records, that the Ravid received a Kabbalah from Elio Navi, taught it to his son, the next Ravid, V'gam Loi Nigla, and Elio revealed himself to the son as well. V'hu Masr L'Benoi, Rav Yitzchak Sagi Nohar, And this second Ravid then passed the tradition of Kabbalah to his son, who was known as Rabbi Yitzchak the Blind, Rabbi Yitzchak Sagi Nahar, Shalei Rami Oilam, who was born blind, Vagam Loi Nigla, and to him Eliyahu was also revealed. So it's interesting, right? You find that there's Eliyahu reveals himself to the Tzaddikim, but they also received the tradition from their father, who Eliyahu revealed themselves. So obviously, there's different levels of Gilu Eliyahu. Like the earlier generations are going to have probably more intense Giluyim. So Eliyahu, whatever the student is able to receive directly from Eliyahu, obviously that's better. So whatever he can receive directly, he'll receive. Whatever he can't receive directly, he'll receive from his Rebbe who received it directly. So anyway, that was Rabbi Yitzchak Sagi Nahar. By the way, this is a very important piece of the Rikanti because he's giving us a little bit of not the shalshel, it's not the chain of the Messiah of Kabbalah from the very beginning, but at least he's telling us, he's revealing to us the chain of command, so to speak, in during a period of time that we wouldn't otherwise know who this was, right? So like, once you go back to the times of the Gemara, then you know who the chain of command is. Whoever the Amoraim were, they also had the tradition of Kabbalah. So Tanakh, they had the Nevi'im. And once you get to that Rizal, then it's already modern history. So we know also Rebbe student, but it's during that sort of period of the Rishonim that things are a little bit vague. We'll see in a second, once you get the Rishonim, the history of the Rishonim till the Ramban, which is pretty, I mean, documented. You go to like Art Scroll, like, you know, they have the Rishonim book and art, like, they'll tell you Rebbe Talmud from the times of the Ga'inim till the Ramban. So B'derach Klal, that stream that led to the Ramban, they were all Mekubalim also. But as we'll see in a second, the Ramban was sort of the last of the great Mekubalim. So this is where that part of that chain. So Eliyahu reveals himself to the Ravid. The Ravid then teaches it to his son, the Ravid. That son teaches it to his son, Rabbi Yitzchak Sagi Nohar. The Hu Masr L'Shnei Talmidav. And Rabbi Yitzchak Sagi Nohar passes the tradition to his two students, Echad Rabbi Ezra, Shapir Sefer Shir Hashim, wrote a commentary to Sefer Shir Hashim, which we still have. V'asheni Rab Azriel. These are the two students of Rabbi Yitzchak Sagi Nohar. V'achreim Nimshach al Ramban. And the Ramban was a student of this Rab Ezra and Rab Azriel. So this is already, you see how the tradition of Kabbalah led all the way to the Ramban. V'arivid Atzmai, B'sefer HaSagais of L'Rambam Zal. That first Ravid, that's the Ravid of the Rambam. So he received a direct tradition from Eliyahu Hanavi. He passed it to his son, to his grandson, Rabbi Ezra and Rabbi Azriel, who then passed it to the Ramban. So the Ravid himself writes in his Asagas to the Rambam, Perches Mehilchas Lulav, Gabidin Hada Shnektem Roisha, it's a famous statement that regarding the halacha of a hadas, that the top of it got snipped off, so the halacha is that it's kosher. So, I mean, the Rambam says it's kosher. The Ravid comments on the Rambam is El Shainai, Omar Avram, that's Omar Avram by the Ravid, Kfar Afia Rucha Kodesh Beis Medrashenu, there's Rucha Kodesh in our Beis Medrash, Mikama Shana for many years, the Helena Shu Apostle, and we paskin that it's Apostle. I mean, that's the question, like why in all the arguments of the Ravid against the Rambam, this is the one that he would say, oh, we have Rucha Kodesh, so trust me, like, of all the Inyanim. Okay, there's another place, there's two places in the Ravid against the Rambam where he says something like this. This is probably the most extreme situation, where he says, like, there's Rucha Kodesh in our Beis Medrash, and Hadas that's snipped off on top of his Pasul. And there's another case of where he says, regarding the opinion of the Rambam says that the Mokam HaMikdash was sanctified by Shleim HaMelech forever. So when Mashiach comes, Mashiach's not going to have to re-sanctify the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Over there, the Ravid disagrees, and he says, no, when Shleim HaMelech sanctified it, he sanctified for until the end of the first Beis HaMikdash. When they built the second, it was only until the end of the second. And when Mashiach comes, he's going to have to re-sanctify it. And he says, and how do I know this? Sayyid Hashem L'Reyev. The mysteries of Hashem are known to those that fear Him. So those are the two places that he says, like, you know, he talks like that. Oh, he's about to, okay. The Gam Hilchas Beis Sebechir Perak Shishi. Also Nichas Beis Sebechir. Mashakas of Rambam. Nichas HaMikdash B'zman HaZeh Chayiv Karis. Again, the Rambam says that the Mokam HaMikdash is sanctified even nowadays. So if you go there with being Tomei, you're Chayiv Karis. His Segolo, the Ravid disagrees because of Amar Avram, V'kach Nigli Misayda Hashem L'Rev. Because those are the two places that the Ravid sort of, pulls back the curtain and says where he's coming from. So that's the tradition. We're going to see soon, he'll talk about this, that really The Ramban is sort of the last of the Mekubalim from the times of the Rishayim that one can trust the tradition, that we know where the tradition came from. But his point is that every generation has Yechidei Skula that if one wants to, you can go there and find it. It's like when Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Chet HaEgel, so it says that Moshe Rabbeinu put his tent, outside by the Machne or whatever. Anyone that was Mavakash Hashem would go to that tent. Like that. But you have to look. You have to put in the Ishtadlis, but it's there. If one searches hard enough, you'll be able to find it. Okay, stop this.